To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we're a little less than an hour away from the start of week 14 in the NFL season. In Detroit, we have the Lions who are reeling, getting ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys who are rolling. To give us a preview of tonight's game, in addition to everything we can expect this upcoming Sunday and beyond. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things NFL. He's an Odyssey NFL insider, and now he's also the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet. You can catch Wanna Bet everywhere, Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, all of the great things. Welcome back to the show, Jason Lockenford. Jason, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Listen, I don't got a complaint in the world, and I know the Dallas Cowboys, they don't got a complaint right now. We know tonight's game is going to have some major playoff implications. Do you think the Dallas Cowboys are going to make the postseason, maybe win the NFC East?
I believe in the Cowboys for the first time, and I don't even know when. And people I talk to around the league who are generally Cowboys skeptics, I believe in them. They haven't had an interior D-line worth a damn in forever, even when Dan Quinn was getting head coaching jobs because of these sacks and these takeaways. There was an ugly underbelly to that defense that would get exposed when they'd face real quarterbacks in big spots. And you could run on them and soften them up and set up whatever you wanted to do. And that's just not the case right now. And you look at what they've done as a team collectively since the Quinn and Williams trade. And I think it maybe started to germinate or populate a little bit before that. It's just everything makes sense now. It's interconnected. It's a sound defense across the board. And you look at, the pressure rates for guys like Clowney and Fowler since the trade, and they're elite. I mean, they're like getting pressure 19.8% of dropbacks or more. Like, that's big boy stuff. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with Quinn and Williams. They went from a team that was basically as bad against the run as Cincinnati, which is saying something, before he got there, to a team that's now, and I get some of its low volume, 82 rushing yards against per game the last 4 weeks. Like, that's a whole different ball of wax. 4.0 yards per carry instead of, 5.8 prior to his arrival. That's going to allow you to do a lot of different things. And it's a legitimate offense. They can run the ball better now than they've been able to in years. And when you couldn't stop the run and you couldn't run the ball, and now you can stop the run when it's, third and short, and you can run the ball when it's third and short. And you've got maybe the best slot receiver in the game. And right now, it's hard to find many outside receivers who are better than Pickens. And you've got a move tight end who can beat you in the slot and from outside. And the quarterback is in great form and great health. Yeah, I like them tonight. I mean, I think they are live to do damage, not just tonight, but maybe into January. And again, I am not a Cowboys believer, by and large.
We got Odyssey NFL insider and host of Wanna Bet, Jason Lockenford, here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. Conversely, you take a look at the Lions. It looks like they're going in the other direction. It looks like Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to try to give it a go tonight. What are your thoughts on the Lions? Is this just ultimately going to be a down year?
I mean, look, they set the perch so high with what they've done in the regular season and somewhat in the playoffs the last couple of years that there was almost nowhere to go but down. You looked at their schedule coming into the year, and I know it's tricky to do that because teams change so much from year to year, but it looked like an absolute gauntlet, and it's proven to be an absolute gauntlet. And they're not quite as airtight as home as they used to be. And the offensive line is incredibly beat up, and I don't think Hutchinson is right now. And they refuse to spend money to get a bookend with him. Like, I don't know what they're waiting for there. But I didn't love the offseason in terms of adding a bookend pass rusher, and I hated their trade deadline like I usually hate their trade deadline. And now Hutchinson looks a little beat up, and it's not a great secondary, and they're down their best cover guy. I think they have problems. The brain drain thing is real. You lost your coordinators and your center. I think Ben Johnson was a sensei for Jared Goff, not just the scheme, not just the play call, but just keeping him up and keeping him gassed up and hyped and massaging his ego. And, like, I think he really misses Ben Johnson right now, and I think he feels a little naked and a little vulnerable, not just without Ben Johnson, but without Ragnow. I mean, there's a reason they were trying like hell to patch him together and get him back in that building. So, yeah, I think they're quite vulnerable right now. And I'm not someone who usually would fancy teams to beat them much in that building. And I know what the numbers say and what they've done against the spread, and straight up for that matter, coming off a loss. But I think they're ripe to lose again. I have loved betting them and backing them throughout this Dan Campbell era, but I think this is a little different now. And I think they're a little bit panicky. And they better get off to a fast start tonight, because I think they have a hard time holding Dallas under 28 points.
Well, Jason, you talk about Ben Johnson and shifting from tonight's game. We saw what Chicago did to the Philadelphia Eagles. They got 9 victories on a 5-game winning streak. Nice start for Ben Johnson. But Caleb Williams still doesn't look all that settled. 9 wins is great for a first-year head coach and a second-year QB. But are you fully bought in on these Bears? I'm not.
I don't know if I'm fully bought in on them. I mean, I'm fully bought in that Ben Johnson's made a massive difference and should be very much in the Coach of the Year conversation. And I like the fact, frankly, that, you know, he's not letting some of the breaks that have gone their way and some of the fourth quarter's quirks, which I think there probably is some regression coming, he's not letting them get too caught up in that. And he's bringing up their warts and their flaws and saying, look, it's like, we're doing some great things on the ground, but boy, we got this, you know, we think Roman Dunier is a number one receiver in this league. We got to get him looking like one. We got to win on the outside more. We've got to have a little bit more of a big boy passing game. So I think he's holding people accountable. I think he holds himself accountable. He's done tremendous work there. They've got Loveland going a little bit now. But do I think that right now, as presently constituted, they're going to win a bunch of playoff games? I don't know about that, but I think they're way ahead of schedule. And I think he is one of the people who, if you're going to talk about inexperienced head coaches, but who could maybe do something that nobody's been able to do in Chicago forever, which is develop and cultivate a young quarterback who you can win with for a long time. I don't know whether they're going to call him a franchise quarterback or not or whatever. But get him playing winning football and keep him playing winning football and build him up and incubate him and develop him. I think Ben Johnson can do that. And I think there is obviously a lot of clay to continue to mold with Caleb Williams.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This Insider Call with Jason Lock and Four is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I know you host Wanna Bet, the podcast. We talked about this yesterday, Jason, the fact that as it stands right now, after Drake May's performance on Monday against the Giants, that he has a higher odds right now. The odds are higher from him to win MVP over Matthew Stafford. How long do you think that's going to last?
I don't think super long. I still think Stafford's numbers are going to be too gaudy to ignore. And I know the Rams slipped up last week and he had something to do with it. And there was some bad luck there. You know, I don't love him outdoors in the rain. It starts raining in the second half. And I know some of his mistakes were before that. But, you know, you had the quirky interception in the end zone. Obviously, the pick six, he'd want back. But I just think these marks in general fluctuate too much from week to week, especially when you're looking at someone in Stafford who looks like he's going to throw for 50 touchdowns in a year. Well, I don't know how many dudes are going to throw for 40. And it is a glamorous team, and it's a team with a high-profile head coach. And it's a team that's won the Super Bowl before, and it's a team that is going to have a similar record to New England, and they're going to have done it, guess what, playing a much, much, much tougher schedule than New England and having faced many more playoff defenses than New England. And Stafford's a popular guy, and don't think that doesn't matter, because these are humans doing this, not just based on numbers and data, but on feeling and emotion. That's why Lamar didn't win it last year. But I'm old enough to remember a game in San Francisco 2 years ago when Brock Purdy was far and away the betting favorite to win the MVP, and Lamar was like third or fourth. And Lamar won that game, and Lamar played more great football down the stretch, and Lamar won his second MVP. So I still think you're going to see, like, I think that game, Arizona-LA, is going to be pretty wild, a shootout. I think Stafford's going to throw for 3 touchdowns. I think he'll keep doing what he's doing, throwing for at least 275 a game. He might have a situation there where he's got a one wide receiver with 21, 22 receiving touchdowns, right, and another one with, like, 12 or 14. Like, I don't know, man. You're telling me Drake May in year two is going to knock that off? I mean, maybe. Maybe, and I'm in no way knocking what May's doing. But I think Stafford's going to put up some numbers that are going to be hard to ignore.
I think so. Well, Jason, you mentioned the Baltimore Ravens. I know close to home. Are you surprised that Mark Andrews got that extension today? And yeah. I thought likely was going to step up, but foot slowed him down. And are you surprised he got that deal?
A lot of people are surprised. A lot of people around the league are surprised. I ran into an agent today who didn't have any dog in the fight but was like surprised. You don't see many extensions in this league done in December, and you especially don't see them done in a situation like this where they wouldn't really commit to Andrews being on the team beyond last season because they thought they'd get likely extended, and he thought he'd probably get extended, and they couldn't get anywhere close on that. And now we reach a point where they basically pivot and they take Likely's money and they give it to Andrews. Yeah. I don't think Likely's back at this point. And that's kind of shocking because he's younger and he's more explosive and he's the ascending player. He's also been, frankly, in a very small sample size, a better playoff performer than Andrews has his whole career. A lot of people surprised about it. It's a weird way to do business. In-season extensions in the NFL can be really tricky. A lot of teams just won't negotiate in season. And my guess is when we see the fine print of this, it's more like a one-year, $13 million deal than the way it's being presented in the media. But even that is, I think, going to be enough that Likely's going somewhere else. And that's pretty odd because this team doesn't have many people can win for them downfield right now at all. And a lot of that has to do with the scope of the offense and the offensive line and Lamar being beat up. But that's someone who can, and he's had a down year. And now you've given his money to somebody else at a time when you desperately need him. to help unlock your offense in the short term. It's odd.
It's very odd. But before we let you get out of here, Jason, speaking of a down year, a team to win the Super Bowl and go through as much controversy as the Eagles have. They've now lost two straight. Dallas is on their heels. They're dealing with an injury to Jalen Carter. What is your thoughts, or what are your thoughts on the Eagles and what they could do? Is it still early enough where they can turn this around, or have they been through too much controversy, injuries, et cetera?
I, up until last week, had been an Eagle defender, and, you know, hey, none of this matters, and Sirianni likes the noise, and Big Dom likes the noise, and who cares what A.J. Brown says? They've won Super Bowls dealing with this stuff before. But, no, I now am definitely concerned. And they're getting beat up again on the defensive line, and the defense was what was holding them together and looking like it might be dominant again. And those guys have played, what, almost 160 snaps in a short period of time, and now have to come back and play on a Monday night a little bit shorthanded. The injuries to the offensive line have been devastating. I don't believe they made a good hire at offensive coordinator, and that absolutely is a part of the problem. The dynamics between the quarterback and several of his pass catchers are not in sync or in game, and obviously the scope of that offense is frustrating a lot of people. So, and it's real hard to repeat in the first place, man. So, don't think they're gonna have a long playoff run, and I'm usually pretty bullish on that, but I just don't like what I'm saying.
Yeah, not as it stands right now. Well, Jason, we always appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could follow you, keep up with Wanna Bet. Fill us in, my man.
Yeah, you can check me out 2 to 6 weekdays on the Audacy affiliate in Baltimore, 105.7 The Fan. And, Wanna Bet, you can go to my Twitter, at Jason Lockenfour. You can go to @ Wanna Bet with us on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're pretty much everywhere. 7 days a week. All of our best plays across all the sports that we handicap, basically 24/7. So check with us before you bet.
And no doubt about it. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll holla at you. You be well, okay? Happy holidays.
My pleasure. You too. Happy holidays. Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Jason Lockenfora. Odyssey NFL Insider, all of our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Shout outs to Jason for coming through. We always appreciate his time and his expertise.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.